The State Department of Public Health is investigating an outbreak of COVID-19 cases among staff at Bacchus Hospital in Norwich, which is owned by Hartford HealthCare. Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports.
Employees say as many as 11 hospital staff members have so far tested positive for COVID-19. They believe people were exposed to an infected patient who was not a person suspected of having the disease when originally admitted. In a written statement, Dr. Ajay Kumar of Hartford HealthCare says the hospital, quote, has identified an individual lapse in inappropriate use of personal protective equipment. He says they've performed contact tracing and are testing affected employees. Shannon Pereira is a registered nurse at Bacchus Hospital and member of the Bacchus Federation of Nurses AFT Connecticut Union. She was sent home from work last week when she developed a fever. Days later, she tested positive for COVID-19. Her two-year-old son also has symptoms, and her mother has tested positive. Her father is now showing symptoms.
I've wanted to become a nurse for as long as I can remember, just to help people, and I wouldn't give it up for the world, but the entire pandemic has been absolutely awful on my mental health, you know, just worried, sick that I was going to bring it home to my family, and I did.
Union workers have been petitioning the hospital throughout the pandemic for more PPE. Pereira says she and her colleagues have been extremely diligent about using masks and practicing hygiene, but they're still being told to reuse surgical masks.
Moving forward, we want a stockpile of PPE so that we can use PPE as per manufacturer recommendation, where a single-use mask is a single-use mask and it gets thrown in the garbage when it's done. It doesn't get put in a brown paper bag and reused our next shift.
AFT union leaders believe the hospital cases could be linked to an outbreak at Three Rivers Healthcare Nursing Home, also in Norwich, where 21 residents have become ill and 3 have died. DPH is looking into the matter. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.